Welcome back. In the not too distant future, Quinsey Bay will be dotted with all different sizes and shapes of sailing vessels for the 85th annual Quinsey Bay Race Week. It's coming up the weekend of July 15th and 16th this year. Paul Lewis from the Quinsey Bay Race Week Association is back with us again this year to give us all the details. Paul, great to see you again.
Good to see you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure as always. When you come to the studio, I say it really is summer. It has officially arrived.
You can tell by the tan.
That's right. Well, I was thinking about this morning. It's the 85th annual this year, right?
So amazing.
37, 38 is when it kind of all started to come together. It's one of the great old traditions of Quinsey. You know, we always talk on this program a lot about all the new things. Hancock Adams Common, Kilroy Square, and those are great, you know, and all the new developments. But this is a tradition that's lasted in Quinsey for a very long time.
It sure is a tradition. It's brought a lot of clubs and a lot of people together over many, many years over one common goal, competitiveness and sailing and a love of the water. It's a pretty amazing thing that has endured over all these years. I was just sitting out there thinking before we got in here, and you know, we've only missed 2 years of racing with Quinsey Bay Race Week. World War II, and COVID. So for all those other years and all those summers, people have enjoyed being out on the water and enjoying Quinsey Bay and what that means to them.
Yeah, it's a great, great tradition. And for folks who aren't aware, there are a lot of new people, you know, that come into the city, certainly. We should give them a little history lesson, I guess, about Race Week and how it all started.
Sure. So back 86 years ago, a group of people got together and said, we want to be able to provide significant, serious competition in sailing on the South Shore. A lot of the big sailing regattas were up on the North Shore, Marblehead and that area.
Is that because the fishing industry was so strong up there, do you know?
I think it was just where the boat building took place, and there wasn't a lot of sailboat building. That's my impression of what it was.
Okay.
And people had to trek all the way up there to race, and they said, why can't we be sailing right here in our local waters, right? Quinsey's perfect with all the coastline that they have and the beautiful scenery, and Quinsey Bay is a spectacular place to sail. So those groups of people got together and said, how can we incorporate racing down here, and Quinsey Bay was born back then, and in that spirit of competitiveness and a love of the water.
Yeah, and it has endured.
It really has.
How many yacht clubs are involved in the association today?
There's 8 yacht clubs involved with Quinsey Bay Race Week. It's Squantum Yacht Club, Wollaston Yacht. I got to count.
Yeah,
Squantum, Wollaston, Quinsey, South Shore Yacht Club, Wessagusset, Braintree, Metropolitan, and Town River.
Okay.
So they're all involved. Yeah.
Has it been that way since the start, do you know?
It has. Yeah. Some clubs have come and gone, but like last year we were talking about incorporating a conversation with Hull. Mm-hmm. That hasn't come to fruition, but we still have a relationship with other clubs. Those people from those clubs come down and sail at Quinsey Bay.
Really?
And our kids and our adults who sail in Quinsey Bay go to those other regattas that are hosted by other clubs.
So and that really is the bigger picture when we're talking about the Race Week Association, is the camaraderie, right, between the clubs. There's healthy competition, yes, but there's also camaraderie and friendships, right?
Correct. Yeah. That's the name of the game. That's our second part of the mission.
Right.
The competitive spirit is the first part, but camaraderie amongst the clubs. We have a brotherhood and a sisterhood amongst each other's clubs. We meet throughout the year.
Yeah.
We meet monthly throughout the year. Yep. We take a break off around Christmas in January, and but we're right back at to the planning stages. We're right after the finish of this year, we'll begin next year's planning. So we're meeting constantly, and we rotate amongst the different clubs, these meetings, so we get to meet each other, we get to know each other, we get to know what particular club struggle is at a particular time. And we work together to kind of help remedy some of those struggles or barriers to whatever that might be coming up.
Right, yeah. The sailing community really is a tight-knit community, isn't it?
They are. Boaters
in general.
Yeah.
And again, it harkens back to, you know, one of the great tenets of the founding of this city, right? It was the marine the marine past that it was founded on.
Yeah, really is incredible.
And boat building, you know, that started back in Squantum, right? And has proceeded up until, you know, just the recent past recently.
Yeah, with the shipyard.
When Race Week first started, folks had to build their own boats, didn't they?
Yep. So a lot of the boats that are still sailed today, Thunderbirds and Hustlers, they were built in people's backyards and garages and driveways. We just had the passing of Bud Welsh, who was 101. Huh. He built a lot of the turnabouts and the Hustlers that are in the fleet today, still today.
Really?
Yeah, and he just passed this week.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. Tuesday.
Okay.
It was Tuesday night.
Wow.
That's a big loss for us, but that's what it was. That's how boats were made.
Right.
People didn't have money. They were scraping together, you know, to feed their families, but they could get a couple pieces of wood together and slap on some paint, and they were out sailing in Quincy Bay.
Well, I mean, 37-38, we're just coming off the Great Depression, right? So everybody was kind of at a level playing field with not a whole lot to spare.
And all of the resources that went to help fund the war, too.
Right, right.
So they were built in garages and backyards and driveways.
Yeah. Making it accessible to everybody, right? So there's sometimes this misconception that boating is only for the elite. But not when it comes to Quincy Bay Race
Not
Week.
To Quincy Bay, yeah.
Exactly.
We have the bare bones boat, but beautiful boats. The Hustlers are beautiful colors. Mm. They're boats that are part of Quincy Bay Race Week, generally are named after bees. So all the boats' names are bee names, so Bombardier and all these other cool names.
Oh, the letter B.
Yeah,
okay.
The letter B.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why is that, Paul?
I think it begin. I don't know particularly what the reason why, but what my understanding is that there's patches of these boats, that, you know, because it was a kit, and they're up on the North Shore, and they're down the Cape area, and they're around here, and that's how they get distinguished.
Oh, all right.
By how they're named.
And okay. So you know that if it begins with a B, it's from
this area. Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. You yourself started as a young sailor, right, in Quincy Bay Race Week?
11 years old, started sailing a turnabout. My friend Pat Breen was able to get a boat, and we went out there, and we learned how to sail out of Squantum Yacht Club. And that's where my love of the water and sailing and racing took off.
Yeah,
it really has been a privilege to be able to be part of a boating community. And to be able to be on the water during the summer is a really special thing. And there's so much access to the waters nowadays, especially in Quincy.
Yep.
There's ways to get out on the water, many, many, many different ways, whether it's a paddleboard, a kayak, jumping on someone's boat. Some of the clubs are doing some adult sailing programs that are available to people that don't have to be a member of a yacht club.
And don't need a boat, right?
Don't need a boat. Yeah. They can access sailing in the water and the clubs just by coming in and asking and saying hello.
That's great. So, well, I know the Quincy Recreation Department's sailing program is still hugely popular every single year. They've got the Ryan Boathouse is relatively new now, and you can see Black's Creek from Pageant Field now, so it's much more accessible.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's very, very popular. And do you get sailors that have come through that program?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We extended an invitation quite some time ago to the Quincy Rec, and Barry Welsh was very instrumental in getting a group of sailors that were contained in Black's Creek, and it's a big undertaking.
Yes.
You know, the city had to provide the staff to get the boats out of the water, bring them over, and put them in the water. But the kids really enjoy that, and they sail the widgeons, and we have a particular class on the inside line for those kids who come over.
Okay.
And just another side note is, once I got some footing in sailing, I was able to teach sailing at the Ryan Boathouse
when I was
a kid, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Barry Welsh was very good to me when I was a youngster and given me the opportunity to build on my leadership skills at a very young age.
Yeah.
So I look fondly back at those days. We had a little trailer back then, and all the gear went into that trailer and locked up, and then we had a little like a business construction trailer that was housing the staff and everything. So it's a beautiful place. Yeah, beautiful place now.
It's come a long way. Yeah, no question for that. So you're talking, you know, you're mentioning inside lines and turnabouts, and let's talk about the specifics of Quincy Bay Race Week. It's July 15th and 16th, so it's a two-day event. Is that a weekend?
It is. So Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Registration starts at Squanum Yacht Club Friday night, 6 to 9 o'clock. And then it will go into Saturday morning, and then the racing will start. Racing is out of Squanum Yacht Club for both days.
Okay. Which is right behind you, by the way.
Yep. Great shot. Great shot. Okay. Life member of Squanum Yacht Club.
Is that right?
Okay. It's a great shout out for the club.
Sure.
But we have 2 days of racing this year because of the tides. There's just we have to really play the tides with what everything going on. So it's been reduced from the normal 4 days this year to 2 days.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's at Squanum Yacht Club, just to accommodate the crowd for both days. So we're going to be sailing the inside line and outside line, which is unusual because usually we have Thursday, Friday for the outside line and then Saturday, Sunday for the Thursday and Friday for the inside line and then Saturday, Sunday for the outside line.
Okay.
This year, being contained within these two days. We're going to have the mix of young sailors and adult sailors.
Okay.
So it's going to be a really nice mix. And then with the award ceremony on Sunday, the youngsters will be able to see where their path is going to be. You know, where they could end up sailing, the bigger boats, what's after they get out of they're sailing their Optimists or their N10s or their 420s or their Lasers. There's a next step, which is the Hustlers and the Thunderbirds. And this year we have the Stars coming for the outside line.
Okay, these are all different classes of boats.
These are different classes of boats. To answer your question, about the different classes.
Yeah, so it's based on what, size and crew members?
Size, age.
Okay.
For the younger kids, it's based on age and how big you are. An Optimist is a single-handed sailing boat. So that's anywhere from like 8 to 12, maybe 13. Turnabouts are two-person sailing. So you have the skipper and then a crew. Lasers are single-handed. And then you have 420s, which is two people.
Okay.
So a skipper and a crew.
Okay.
So it depends on your technical level and how you want to sail. Sail by yourself, or do you want someone to sail with you?
Okay. Are there qualifiers before this happens, Paul? No. So
no.
Anybody can just participate?
Anyone can participate.
Okay.
Any skill level. We have an entry-level position. It's called a Green Fleet for the younger kids. Mm-hmm. That's for anyone who is a first-time, first-year sailor, or if that's your first regatta.
Oh,
you can qualify for a Green Fleet position, and that gives you some ability to compete against your same level. You're not going out against someone who's been sailing for 5 years.
Right. Yeah, you want to encourage
folks to
continue with the tradition, and keep going through the classes. You don't want to discourage them. They might not do it again.
Exactly,
So you mentioned inside line, outside line. What exactly does that mean? There's actually a line in the water, right, that they follow. It's part of the race course.
That's the race course.
Yeah.
The line is called the race course,
yeah.
So there's a starting line and a finish line, and there's a race course, so depending on the weather and the conditions of the wind, it could be a triangle, it could be what we call a sausage, where you go up and down,
just
go back and forth,
yep.
But generally it's a triangle where you can take advantage of the different angles of the wind.
Interesting, okay. It's right in Quincy Bay, so where's a good vantage point to watch Quincy Bay Race Week?
Anywhere from the clam box down to the clubs.
Okay.
The best part would be between the clubs, to the left of Squanum Yacht Club or to the right of Wollaston Yacht Club.
Okay.
The younger kids, the inside line, generally sail off of the pocket of the hummocks, which is right going into Squanum. And the adults usually sail out in the main part of the bay, the basin. Fenno Street, off of Fenno Street. So the entire Wollaston Beach coastline, you can see. Take advantage of it.
Basically with the naked eye, too, right? You don't need
very close
binoculars.
Yep, very close.
Right there. About how many sailors do you expect this year?
We typically get about 80 sailors.
Okay.
Yep, 80 sailors, 60 to 90 boats.
Okay.
That's a good year for us.
Okay.
That's what our expectation is for this year.
Excellent. Yeah. You mentioned the award ceremony as well. So do they get an actual trophy or medal or?
Yep.
Yes, they do.
First, second, and third.
Okay.
Get an award, a trophy
for each.
For each class.
Okay.
Yep. So turnabouts, there's red and blue, and then there's green, white, red for opties, and then so it's first three.
First three. Okay.
Yeah.
Close on time here, but I want to mention the fact that Quincy Bay Race Week Association provides scholarships every year, right?
Yep, they do. So we're a nonprofit organization. We became a 501(c).
Yep.
Last year.
Oh, okay.
So we receive donations through a yearbook, and people can take out YADs for our yearbook, and that's our major funding source.
Yes.
And because we have that ability to have and give back, we do a scholarship. This year we're doing four scholarships, $1,000 and three $500 scholarships for members or grandparents, members, children.
Yes.
Grandchildren or children of those eight clubs.
It's wonderful. So
yeah,
again, to keep the
great
tradition of giving back, yeah. I wish you a successful regatta again this year, Paul. Thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you. That was very quick.
It goes quick, I know.
I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Great time. I love coming in here.
Thank you. We love having you, too.
All right.